Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 24th. Today is Thankful Tuesday, and I am praying that the Lord will give us a grateful heart today. Take a moment with me just to center yourself, to be reminded of God's presence with you, to remember that He has created you, He sustains you, and He has redeemed you. And with that in mind, let us read the verses that are before us today. First of all, we want to go over our scripture memory verse. How's that going for you? Do you know which gospel it's in? Matthew chapter 10, verse 31. The first four words are important. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. As we transition into the books that we're reading today, remember we're going through 180 readings through the Bible with the youth as they look at the student study Bible. And this is Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23 today, which tells us about the supremacy of Jesus Christ. Then we'll move over to Luke's gospel. We're reading chapter 8, verses 16 through 25 today. And then we'll go to the Proverbs and read from Proverbs 24, verses 5 and 6. Beginning with Colossians. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just feel such tension in my shoulders. And when I read verse 22, the tension gave way. Let me read it over you again. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Today on this Thankful Tuesday, we can be thankful that we have a Creator who holds all things together, so He sustains everything, and He also redeems us. We are free from accusation because Jesus gave His blood on the cross to set us free. Okay, let's move over to Luke's gospel. We're in Luke 8, verses 16 through 25. We'll be talking about a lamp on a stand, Jesus's mother and brothers, and then we get to read about Jesus calming the storm. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken from them. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Our final passage is from Proverbs 24, verses 5 and 6. In the NIV, it says that this is saying 22. "The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors." I went over to the Message paraphrase to help me understand this proverb a little better. It says, "It's better to be wise than strong. Intelligence outranks muscle any day. Strategic planning is the key to warfare. To win, you need a lot of good counsel." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, Proverbs is calling us to strategic wisdom. We want to be strong in the way that we seek wisdom, and we want to be wise as we move forward in this world. And if we're going to go forward in any area of our lives, Proverbs is reminding us to seek wise counsel about the next steps. It is easy for us to think, I've got that one figured out, or I don't need anyone's help. But as Proverbs reminds us, first we need the wisdom of God, and then we need the wisdom of godly friends. As I mentioned earlier, today is Thankful Tuesday. I would love to hear via text or call or email what you are thankful for. I was truly blessed to hear what others were thankful for this past week. Kathy is thankful for her fellow 3K volunteers at VBS who work tirelessly and share the love of Jesus each day with the children. Shout out to Elizabeth and Brenda and Caldwell and Rachel and Gay and Casey, Grace, Kate, Lucy, Kate, and of course, we're thankful for you too, Kathy. Then we had from Sheila that she's thankful for a roof over her head and clothes to wear. And then JoJo Milling, who has also been on the podcast, who has L, had a God moment, remembering that he keeps his promises. She says, "I remember visiting Mountain Brook Baptist 7 months pregnant and hoping and praying with my husband Kyle that we would find a church home and a children's ministry." She said, "I think it's amazing that God saw this moment already in my future." And she sent me a video of Precious L singing and dancing to the music at VBS. Another person who gives thanks is Sarah Rich. She's thankful for the children who have come to Mountain Brook Baptist, whether for preschool or for the church. And it's just such an honor, she says, and a great responsibility to serve them. Children are beautiful reminders of God's goodness. Yes, Sarah, we thank the Lord alongside you for these precious children. And then from Van Newell, he says he's thankful for all the adults who give up their time that they could be with friends in Sunday school in order to teach Sunday school for children. Amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you for reminding me to be thankful and for various things as the Lord brings them to mind. Will you pray with me? Father, we do give you great praise, for you are our Creator who holds all things together. You have authority over nature, and because of your redemption, we are free from accusation. Help us, Lord, to put your word into practice today. And you tell us to pray with thanksgiving. And so we lift our hearts to you in praise. Please, Lord, transform us into grateful people whose mouths pour forth praise. We thank you, Lord, for a person. We take a minute, Lord, to thank you for a place. We thank you for something. And we praise you, Lord, for who you are, the only wise king, the one who has power over nature, the one who can calm the storm on the sea and in our hearts, and the one who was from the beginning, is now, and evermore shall be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. Amen.